Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. I'm Abby Callister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
And take a listen to Brooke today. She is another one of our dental hygienists, which we've had on before, but she was very open and honest about her job and her career and how much she makes. Take a listen, and we will discuss after.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that middle school English teacher Cad is making $62,000 a year. All right, this morning on the phone from Lake Taps is Brooke. Good morning, Brooke. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, dude, we're doing so good. Listen, thanks so much for calling in for Share Your Salary. Remember, if you're listening right now and you want to be as cool as Brooke and Lake Taps, 206-421-WOLF. Slow Joe is on the other end of that line, and we will get you slotted in for Share Your Salary. Brooke, you are helping the greater good. We love you for that. So what we're going to do, if it's okay, Brooke, is put a minute on the clock. We'll just ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song, collect our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make every year. And then you're going to tell everybody. You're going to share your salary, Brooke.
Sounds perfect.
I love it. Perfect is a good word. All right, Emily, a minute on the clock. If you're ready, go.
How many other dental hygienists are in the office?
Just me.
Do you work for a private practice or one of those like mall dentists?
Private practice, but I started off at a mall dentist.
How many dentists are in the practice?
Just the one.
Is it true that at the mall dentist, they're just trying to upsell you everything you pretty much don't need?
No, not really. They still have good ethics.
How long have you been doing this?
Let's see, 8 years.
Can you tell what some of your patients have had for lunch?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been at this office?
Since 2013.
Is bad breath a factor for you on the job?
There's a difference between perio breath and bad breath. Perio breath is like when they have gum disease going on.
How many patients do you see a day?
9 at one and 8 at another office. I work at 2 offices, actually.
Wow. Okay, how many of your patients actually fall asleep in the chair?
A small percentage, but it happens.
Huh. Do you work 5 days?
I'm sorry, Emily. That was all the time that
we
have.
More
I know. Man, it got crazy. All right, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, 46150. Text in what you think Brooke and Lake Taps is making every year as a dental hygienist. I will use one of your text messages, so put your name and where you live on it. And if you can stick around for 3 minutes right after this song, we will find out. Brooke will share her salary with the Morning Wolfpack next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone is Brooke. She lives in Lake Taps, and she's a dental hygienist. Emily, what else did we just learn about Brooke?
So she started off at a mall dentist, but now she is working at a private practice with one dentist. She's been doing this for 8 years. She sees 8 to 9 patients a day, depending on the office she's working at, and she can tell what people had for lunch sometimes.
Yeah, it's a good practice, speaking of practices, just to brush your teeth before you go see the dentist as a courtesy. You know, it's like cleaning up for the house cleaner kind of thing. All right, Emily, you were the winner. Shocker, last time we played. You're up first. Go.
You know, because it's a smaller practice, but I feel like sometimes smaller practices treat you better. I'm going to go 70.
Okay, 70. That's a big number, but I'm going to go with a text from Melissa in Spanaway. She's kind of thinking the same thing, and I am too. I feel like Brooke here, just by the way she answers the question, she's really smart, and she works hard. She's working all over the place. 75 with Melissa in Spanaway. And we could be way over the top end. Slow Joe, what do you think?
62,000.
That was yesterday. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, Brooke and Lake Taps, we have reached that point of our conversation where the guessing is over. It's time for you to share your salary. Time to tell everybody in the Pacific Northwest how much money you make every single year. What is it, Brooke?
About 78.
Oh,
good for you.
Wow, that is fantastic. And again, I want to thank Melissa in Spanaway for the text message.
Wow.
So, Brooke, the reason I asked you about the mall dentist, because I'll be honest with you, I go to one, and I just the only part about it that drives me nuts is that he tries to upsell me everything and everything while I'm in there. Teeth whitening, a retainer at night, a bite guard, this, that. I'm like, dude, I just want my teeth cleaned. I want to get out of here in a half an hour. And I thought about saying something to him last time, but I don't want to be rude. But I don't dread going because he's going to clean my teeth. I dread going because I have to say no in the constant salesmanship. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like that that's a part of the dental game anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't say we upsell, but if a patient, like, for instance, we see wear on their teeth, we're going to tell them that you need to get a night guard for at night. But I don't know. Sometimes they do work on commission there. And, you know, some big boss owns the mall dentist, and all the dentists are working on commission. So maybe it is a little bit more pushy and private practice. Yeah.
I feel like they just bought a new machine and they got to pay for it. So they're like, all right, dude, you need this. I'm like, no, I don't. I need some floss.
I did work for a private dentist once that bought all the machines and then tried to sell you on everything. So it doesn't mean always the mall dentist.
Good to know. Nothing against, you know, like I said, I go to a mall dentist. Nothing against it. It's like going to the car wash.
Yeah.
You need this. Hey, your windshield's chipped. All right, Brooke, we love you. Thanks so much for being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack and for sharing your salary and working so hard.
You're welcome.
So there you go. Dental hygienist Brooke pulling in $78,000 a year, which in a moment of clarity, Emily said after that segment that if she was not on the radio, and this is always an interesting conversation, she would be a dental hygienist.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I would go to dental hygiene school.
Your pops was a dentist.
My dad was a dentist, and he had always wanted me to follow in his footsteps and be a dentist. I am not about to go to finish college, go to dental school, do all that. Because it's just not worth it to me. But dental hygiene school, I would totally do.
What is that like? Like 2 years?
Dental school or dental hygiene?
Dental hygiene.
I think it's a 2-year program.
Yeah, that's worth it. 78 grand?
To be a dentist, you have to go through 4 years of college and 4 years of your master's. But could you go from high school just to a dental hygiene program? And that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, and
plus, they're making good money.
If you have to have, like, I'm pretty sure you could just go to dental hygiene. They might have core classes there when you go to dental hygiene school, but I've already got those covered. So,
what is it about families, and Emily, maybe you can answer this for me, because I know a couple of people, especially in college, I knew two different guys that were both in my fraternity. Don't hold it against me. Everybody was doing it. Yeah. that both of their dads were... No, actually, I can name three guys. One from high school, Chad Wallard, and then Andy Phillips and Mark Westmeyer. All of their dads were dentists, and all of them went to college knowing that they were going to take over the family practice and be dentists.
Yeah.
All of them.
That's super funny you say that, because I can think of three off the bat that did the exact same thing. And it's like, and it was father, son, and then eventually, like, grandson.
It's a thing, and maybe it's just that it's such an easy line of work, and it's great, and it pays. And
it is. It's easy to pass the practice on, and it's because people aren't as picky. I mean, once you find someone you like as a dentist, you're more likely to trust their relatives with your teeth, because people hate dentists. And I think so many people are adverse to dentistry. They don't think to get into it. But it is easy money for what you're doing.
And it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like these guys that I'm talking about, I would tell you, they were affluent. Like, they're a rich family.
Yeah.
No wonder. And it seems like it's just locked. Like, yeah, I'm just going to be a dentist to take over. Like you said, once you have those patients, they're never going anywhere.
The only problem is dental schools are pretty hard to get into now, because a lot of them have closed. I know there is only one in Georgia, and you have to be a Georgia resident to get in. They don't even accept out of state because there are so few dental schools. So it's harder to get into it. But then, and once you're in,
You know, and to your point, here, because, you know, I've lived in the area for 2 years. So I literally got one of those direct mail things in my mailbox. Like, come up to Issaquah Highlands Dentistry. We got a couple of different dentists. It's what my wife refers to as a mall dentist.
Right.
And I go see this guy. And he's fine, but my wife is appalled by the fact that, because she goes to the daughter of a dad who started the practice, and it's a family business. She's like, no, you need a real dentist. I'm like, babe, I'm pretty sure he's a real dentist. He's just not like a family dentist.
He just wasn't born into it.
It's not a family practice, which there's almost, you're frowned upon if you're not a family practice, passed down thing. Right. It's like a car dealership.
And then you get the dentist with like the super fancy lights and equipment and stuff like that. You're like, oh, I'm in like with the waterfalls and all this fancy.
Yeah, you pay a little extra.
Yeah, you're like, all right.
My dentist is great, and I talk about it. I just talked about how I'm annoyed by him all the time because he just upsells me like, well, your gums receding a little bit. We might as well start the little light process there. It's 89.99. I'm like, get away from me. But I also think that he's probably a very heavy cocaine user. I'm not sure.
Why?
Because, man, I have never met a guy so jacked up in my whole life. Last time I went in, which was about a month ago to get my teeth clean. He's not even supposed to do that. I mean, he's the dentist.
The hygienist is.
Right. They come in and they take the numbers.
The hygienist.
3, 4, 5, 5, 4.
They just look over it.
Oh, no. This guy, he is so jacked out of his brain. He came running in and was like, hey, I got 5 minutes. I can do this. I'm like, whoa, dude. Where are you getting the drugs?
Is he gentle or is he like rough?
Oh, he's got a real nice touch.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, he's pleasant and I like him, but he's literally almost sweating. And I'm like, you're the dentist. You don't have to be running around here crazy.
Maybe someone called in sick.
No, he's like this every time.
Oh.
And the first time I went in there, I was like, dang, you know, I get pretty amped on caffeine, but not like that. Mm-hmm. That's a different level. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have a steady, like, Emily, for you, it must be kind of a thing because you have a family.
I still go home.
You do? That's a thing.
I called and have an appointment for when I go home. Because it was a family that when my dad passed away, we sold it to this other guy. So they still actually give us our dental for free because they still are like, you're our family. Like
I'm
circumstances are, I mean, it's small town,
but it's
Georgia.
Like the mafia. The dentist thing is like the mafia.
So I still,
she's made.
But I also take really good care of my teeth because I'm like, I appreciate that I'm getting it for free. So I just get cleanings. I don't need any work done. So
you floss every night?
I floss every night and every morning.
You don't?
Every night and every morning?
Yeah.
Why would you floss in the morning? There's nothing in there.
I just have it in my car. Every time I get in my car, I just...
You
after
floss
breakfast.
While you're driving?
Yeah. But
you have food chunks in your car.
No, I don't. I don't have food chunks flying out of my mouth. Ooh.
I do. I mean, maybe that's just me, but when I floss, there's always something that comes out of my teeth.
If you're flossing in the morning, you're literally, unless you...
There's nothing there.
Well, she did say after breakfast.
Yeah, but breakfast is yogurt, so...
Yeah, there's not much there. That might be overkill.
Yeah.
But, well, it works for me, but... I have thought I do need to get a dentist here in case like I crack a tooth or something and have emergency. I probably should find one here.
Slow Joe, is that to say that you don't floss on a daily basis?
No, definitely not.
Really?
Not even close.
Oh, I floss every night. And here's the deal. I started later in life. It took me a while. But I think I was about how old you are now.
Yeah.
When I realized, because I have some gaps in between all of my teeth, but they're normal, but they're gaps. Like food gets in there.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as you realize every single night I'm pulling something out of there, I think I can't leave that in there overnight. It's just going to rot.
Yeah. No, it's a good thing.
I do it,
just not very often. Like I'll say once a week, maybe.
When does it strike your fancy to floss?
When I eat something and I can feel it in there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I'm like, I got to go do it. And then I do it all. But like, it's never, you know, I get disappointed if I do it and I don't have anything in there. And that happens a lot.
Well, maybe letting yourself down.
Yeah.
I put a lot of pressure on things. But.
Yeah, no, it's just not. I mean, I know that I should. I just don't. Like I think probably at least 50% of the population.
No, I know.
That's the thing.
It's one of those things. And once you start, and Emily's like on the other end of the spectrum twice a day, but once you start and you don't do it, you feel weird.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. It's like going to the gym once you're in the routine. Again, I'm not going to bring that up in this room.
Yeah, no.
But flossing, good thing. And I always like that... little validation I get from the hygienist, which is like, oh, you floss
when your gums don't bleed.
Yeah,
so
I'm like, that's the thing. Go after it because she's real soft compared to how I do it.
I've never gotten one time I got the validation from the hygienist.
Yeah,
and it's when I had started using an electric toothbrush for the first time, and I'd never had one in my life, and I used it for a long time, and I went in, and she's like, oh, you've been flossing, haven't you, or have you? And I'm like, Yeah,
whatever you say.
And then I stopped using the electric toothbrush, and then they're like, oh, you need to start flossing again. I'm like, oh, crap, I guess it's that toothbrush.
Sonicare?
And they actually told me at the dentist, they're like, yeah, if you're not going to floss, and we get it, like a lot of people don't, you need to use an electric toothpaste.
Oh.
So I'm back on the electric toothbrush now, but I actually, it's funny that this dentist thing came up, because Sophie went in today, and she just booked me an appointment at her dentist. She had tried one that she didn't like.
Mall or family?
Family, I think.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Probably a Filipino family.
Yeah,
probably get in the gang.
Yeah.
Emily, do you use an electric toothbrush?
No, I don't.
Ah, okay. What a sucker.
Probably too cheap to buy one.
Yeah, and I actually only use free toothbrushes.
Oh, geez.
But
Emily,
your
frugality, I mean, it's the opposite of me, and it's just stunning. It's amazing.
Well,
It's amazing.
Yeah, she doesn't have a lot of debt either. So.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's amazing. It also sounds like not a lot of fun, but it's amazing.
I'm
right in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, you're right in the healthy balance, right in the middle.
Yeah, I don't know if it's healthy, but I'm in the middle.
Let's wrap it up with this. A pretty funny line, some stand-up. I don't know who. I wish I could give credit for this line, but it's pretty funny.
Oh, I know what you're going
to
say.
You know what I'm going to say.
Yep.
The guy goes to the dentist and is like, "Oh, when was the last time you flossed?" And the guy goes, "Last time you did it." Good line. About a year.
Woo.
Emily, hold your applause
every
till
six
later.
Months.
Hold your applause till later. Yes, right. It's bi-yearly. Bi-yearly. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, remember, if you ever want to be a part of Share Your Salary, we'd love to have you, and we can go this deep into whatever it is that you do.
Yeah.
Just send Joe an email, joe@seattlewolf.com. He will get you on the list. Who do we have coming up tomorrow? Do you know?
Tomorrow is Army Lieutenant Tyler, First Lieutenant.
Beautiful.
Woo.
Army Lieutenant.
Yeah.
All right, Emily. Army family.
Yeah,
she's like,
that
don't look at
me.
My dad was out of the Army like 400 years ago.
She's a dental family, too. You didn't see her winning today, did you?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, fortunately for me, I took that text. I wouldn't have normally gone higher than Emily did, but.
Yeah, I thought you guys were crazy.
No, I thought, I think it was Melissa and Spanaway. I went with her, 75. Boom. Woo. 78 was the number. Okay, guys, we love you, and we will see you back tomorrow.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. Weekday mornings from 5 till 9 on 100.7 The Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.